And now, the rest of the story. Father Alois Stevens was a Roman Catholic priest, chaplain at the Missouri State Penitentiary, Jefferson City, Missouri. It was a summer day in 1950 that Father Stevens called a young inmate named Charlie into his office. "I want to hear your side of it," the priest told the young man, and Charlie said, "I guess you mean last night." Father Stevens nodded. Charlie said, "You don't know what it's like in here, Father." And he went on to explain that the prisoners had divided themselves into gangs, the so-called West Siders, who took orders from fellow inmate Hank Caloris, the East Siders, a con called Frankie headed them, and Nick Baruti led the Italian gang. And these three gangs ganged up on the only group left, the blacks. And Charlie was black. "Well, get on to yesterday," said Father Stevens. Well, Charlie told him he'd headed up to here. He and the brothers being picked on by these white thugs, and so he decided to do something about it. And yesterday afternoon, he found Hank Caloris in the prison yard. He walked up to him, slapped him hard with the back of his hand, and then he told Hank, "I'll do that every time I hear you touch a colored boy. And if you don't like it, I'll see you in the hole at 6. And Charlie didn't have to explain to Father Stevens what the hole was. It was an underground storage room where inmates could settle their differences uninterrupted. Father Stevens frowned. He said, "You mean you dared Hank Caloris to meet you in the hole?" "Not just Hank," Charlie said. That same afternoon, Charlie had sought out the other white gang leaders as well, and he'd told them the same thing. If they didn't like the new rules, they could meet Charlie in the hole at 6. And all three of them showed up that evening with the same intention, to kill this arrogant black so-and-so and preserve their own reputations. It was not a long fight, 3-1. But this is the rest of the story. Charlie won. I mean, he beat the daylights out of all three gang leaders. He left them bashed and bleeding on the storage room's cement floor. Father Stevens, listening to the account, concealed his reluctant admiration for such prowess. He had read Charlie's file. This was one bad young man sitting in his office, in trouble from day one. Barely into his teens, Charlie had been mugging people, had been arrested half a dozen times for it. The proceeds of these crimes would range from $45 to maybe 5 cents, but it was not the money that counted. It was the sheer fun of being bad. And next came restaurant robberies, finally a gas station job that resulted in two victims being beaten for no apparent reason. And that got Charlie where he was now, Missouri State Pen, concurrent 5-year terms. Well, Father Stevens sighed, and he looked straight at Charlie, and he said, "Now, you're going to take my advice. You go on beating up people, don't do it for nothing. That'll just keep you in jail longer. Or, if you've got to beat up people and you're obviously pretty good at it, then let's do it where folks can admire you for it without being ashamed." Now, Father Stevens, as well as chaplain, was also the prison's athletic director, and it was he who started Charlie boxing. And it was boxing that put Charlie in the ring with Floyd Patterson, September 25, 1962, and made him, Charlie, heavyweight champion of the world, in the fastest time on record, 126 seconds. The world of professional prize fighting never knew Father Alois Stevens, but it reveres the memory of the fighter for whom he served as mentor. You have always known Charlie as Sonny Liston. Only now, you know the rest of the story.